Well, we're a group of five students who have chosen to discuss about insecurity and violence nowadays. We live in Rosario and we believe that it's becoming a more dangerous city, and this affects us and our daily lives. Let's listen to what Ashlyn has to say about it.
Well, I totally agree with what Paula has said, and I believe that in Rosario there is a lack of security. And I think like this because when I go out at night, I feel really insecure, and sometimes I don't feel like trusting the police because I don't know if they're going to help or if they're going to act as if anything has happened.
So, well, we live in a very big city, but Marina and Laura live in a small town, and maybe they can give us a different point of view.
Yes. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm living in a different reality. During the weekends, I go out in my hometown, which, by the way, is much smaller than Rosario, and I don't feel insecure. I can go back late at night walking without feeling afraid of being robbed. I think that as it is small, we have the advantage of knowing each other. And as there are no buses, for example, there is not so much traffic. And so far, I can go out and I feel secure, or at least without fear.
Well, I also live in a small town, and as Marina said, it is much more secure than living in a big city, and I don't feel afraid if I go out. However, I've realized that as time passes, living in a town is also becoming more and more dangerous and insecure. For example, years ago, people left their houses unlocked, and nowadays it is not possible.
Related with insecurity, do you think that the violence shown on TV has an important influence on our society, Lila?
Definitely. I believe that television is showing more and more violence, and parents have the responsibility of moderating the hours that their kids spend watching those violence programs. We should make of our city a safe place for the children that are our future.
Okay, thank you.